USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The busy holiday shopping weekend continues, with today being Small Business Saturday. Over the course of the entire weekend, 166 million people are expected to shop. While shopping in-store has become popular again, online shopping is also popular.
I think we have a really big base of consumers that shop online, but we also have a lot of consumers that shop in stores, and our best customers shop both of them. They really shop by their situation, they shop by their occasion, and that's why we spend so much time and energy on being an omni-channel retailer that allows our customer to use all of the different options that we offer whenever's most convenient for them.
Mark Mastrodoni, Chief Store Officer with Macy's, that audio courtesy of CNN. The Artemis 1 Orion spacecraft is now orbiting the moon. NASA says a milestone moment occurred Friday evening around 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The agency says Orion performed an 88-second engine burn to put the spacecraft into a retrograde orbit around the moon. The suspect in a mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket is expected to plead guilty to state charges next week. He is due in Erie court on Monday after the initial hearing was canceled because of recent snowstorms. The suspect is facing a 25-count indictment that includes 10 counts of murder for the deadly shooting at the Top supermarket back in May. He's also facing federal charges. This year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is breaking records. Thursday's televised streaming of the parade had nearly 28 million viewers, the highest amount in 5 years. The telecast quickly became NBC's highest viewed program of the year. The National Dog Show, presented by Purina, aired immediately after and drew just over 11 million viewers this year. President Biden and the First Lady continuing their weekend in Nantucket, Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Some Republican lawmakers are accusing the Pentagon of pushing a progressive ideology in the military. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says a tip line that they established last year for soldiers has yielded many reports of things like misplaced military priorities.
A lot of these progressives seem to worry more about training social justice warriors than actual warriors trained to kill.
But military top brass and supporters say diversity training promotes respect, a core value that ultimately makes the military branches stronger. Arizona Republican candidate for governor, Carrie Lake, is filing a lawsuit against Maricopa County officials. She accused them earlier this week of breaking election laws and demanded they provide information about voters whose ballots were impacted by Election Day printer issues. Lake's filing alleges that as many as 118 voting locations may have experienced problems. Maricopa County officials declined to comment. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy is attempting to become Speaker of the House, but Republicans have a very narrow majority in the next Congress, and he can't afford to lose many votes. On Fox News, Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon says McCarthy still has the best chance.
He is now our nominee, and I don't want the Democrats to have any say whatsoever in who the next Speaker is. We certainly didn't have any say when Nancy Pelosi was elected.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.